This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Hey guys, it's time to be liberated from the chaos of working in your business. It's Scott Beebe, the Business on Purpose platform, and we are going to talk today about vision, mission, values, systems, processes. So let's go.
That familiar voice you heard at the beginning is none other than Scott Beebe, founder and head coach of MyBusinessOnPurpose.com, host of the Business on Purpose podcast, and he's been a guest with us. It's been 2 years. Scott, welcome back. Wow.
Derek, I am so excited to be back together. I love what you're building, what you do, and the fact that you would share it with us is a real, real honor. So thank you.
Scott, is there anything else you want to share with us? And then I want to ask you a couple of questions before you go as well.
Yeah, man. No, the biggest thing, you know, sometimes we'll get asked the question, hey, where do we start? Start with vision. Just please start with vision. Trust me. Once you've got a clear picture of the destination of where you're going, everything else doesn't become easier. Everything else becomes clearer at that point. And so, you know, Derek, we were just at Social Media Marketing World a while back. And when you're walking through, man, everything's shiny and new. Those booths, oh my gosh, there's this piece of technology and that new spreadsheet that I could buy. And you just want to buy it all. And sometimes my team gets frustrated because I go in there and they go, hey, what about this? It's a special conference deal. And I'm like, guys, you know the rule. It's going to go on our next 12-week plan. And from today, that's coming up in 6 weeks. So we'll put it under our future section to review, but I'm not even going to sniff it until our next 12-week plan.
Right. I love that. Love that. I follow that same principle. It's great. We do that with our clients as well. There's so many new shiny objects that come out, and we just say, let's commit to this plan because it's good. And if we commit to that, then that's right. The next 12 weeks. Love that. Hey, I've got to ask you real quick. I saw a thing that you did in Nashville, and, It floored everybody, and I've seen a lot of things, so I wasn't necessarily expecting to be floored, but you did this punch fear in the mouth. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And I want to share a link, but I think it's actually punchfearinthemouth.com. Is that correct?
That's it. Okay. That's it. We actually literally just kind of put a URL to it. And, you know, Derek, the ISI that you and I are both a part of, it's been a game changer. You talked about men tend to live in isolation. You know, I think it was Thoreau. Maybe it was him. Maybe it wasn't, who said most men live life of quiet desperation. Yeah. Still with their song inside of them. And you could add to that, most men live life of quiet isolation as well. And the ISI that we're part of, Aaron was kind enough to ask me to present. And he asked me to present on fear because he's coached me for 3 years now. And he knows that that is a near companion for me, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to just kind of be real candid with our guys in the ISI and laid it out. And there are a couple of things that I'm still, to this day, this is not mastered. This is something that I'm still working through. But a couple of elements that have really, they've really been of value to me to start to punch fear in the mouth. It's not on the ground yet. It's not a 10 count, but I am actively trying to punch it in the mouth. My fists are bloody because of it. And one of those is what I call the cords of community. And being around, that's what ISI provides you and I, and right. is that community. But one of the others is the wisdom of a mentor, is the wisdom of a guy literally who's chronologically older than you, who's way beyond you, both in family life, business, experience, those sorts of things. That's what Aaron is to both you and I. Yeah. And I've got a couple other guys in my life like that, but surrounding myself with that. And then I've also got a real near group of two guys. In fact, we just met this morning. We meet every Thursday morning, 7:15. And honestly, it's not a Bible study. It's not a discussion group. It's not a book group. It's none of that. It's us three getting together and just pull everything right there on the table. And man, it gets uncomfortable sometimes, really uncomfortable. But Derek, I wouldn't be able to punch fear in the mouth at all if I didn't have those things and if I lived in that kind of isolation. And I think that's a real burden for me. I know it is for you. When we come across heroic small business owners, man, they're trying to wear the cape. But it's just isolation, and they are swimming in anxiety. I know how that feels. Periodically, I'm in the pool. I was just in the pool this past weekend of anxiety. and still have to come out of that. So yeah, if that can encourage anybody, punchfearinthemouth.com. It's just a, there's nothing on, I mean, it's literally a video talk.
I strongly, even the way it's presented is just awesome. I mean, I want to encourage our listeners to go and check that out, punchfearinthemouth.com.
Derek Champagne here. If you're a small business owner and you need accountability to help you grow and work through upper limit challenges, I want you to take a quick minute and look at DerekChampagneMastermind.com.